You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today's topic is about Indigenous data sovereignty. I recently had the opportunity to attend the U.S. Indigenous Data Sovereignty Summit. And to add a little context to what is Indigenous data sovereignty, it gives Indigenous peoples globally the right to assert their sovereignty today by spearheading initiatives that govern the collection, storage, and use of their community's knowledge, information, and data. I had the privilege of conducting two short interviews with Kirikowai from New Zealand. I also interviewed Shania Key, who is Diné, and presented on the topic titled Formalizing the Indigenous Data Sovereignty Movement Within the Navajo Nation Legal System, a Comparison to the Maori's Data Governance Model. So first, we'll hear from Kirikowai.
Kia ora koutou, ko Kiriko whai mi kaere tōku ingoa, he Māori ahau no Aotearoa, no Ngaiwi o Tūhaurangi, me Ngāti Whakaue. So greetings everybody. My name is Kiriko whai mi kaere. I'm from Aotearoa, New Zealand, from the Indigenous people. I affiliate to the tribes of Tūhaurangi and Ngāti Whakaue. And I primarily work in the space of Māori data sovereignty and tribal data sovereignty.
So what attracted you to this realm of data collecting and sovereignty?
I think the big thing that attracts me is understanding how we move away from data being used against us. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe similar to here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, the genesis of the collection of statistics was to disconnect us from our land. Mm-hmm. They counted how many of us there were, so then they could disconnect us from our land, so they could send our young boys to war without our permission. And so this is really about us taking that power back over statistics and over data. Mm-hmm. It is about us moving away from being data providers to being data designers. Mm-hmm. And really changing up the data ecosystem in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you and your time and your work.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Next, you're going to be hearing a short interview with Diné scholar Shania Key.
At Eshe Shania Key and Shia Tachitni Nishlo, Ki Ani Bashish Chi, Maidesh Gishni Dashache, Totohni Dashanele, Beg Ebal Zanadet Nasha, Kut Ego Diné Sun and Nishle. My name is Shania Key. I am Navajo from Pinon, Arizona. I am a third-year law student and a dual-degree student in the Masters of Library and Information Science, both at the University of Arizona.
So doing your research, what have you found challenging or most interesting about it?
I spent like 2 years writing this paper and have presented it to like numerous peoples, and that's sort of how I got to this conference. That's kind of where I started and where I'm at. And my presentation today was just a culmination of all of that. And so my research is mostly like taking what the Maori have done in New Zealand and sort of try to figure out how can we implement that in the U.S., but most specifically to, like, the Navajo Nation.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices, featuring Kirikowai of New Zealand and Kiana Key of the Navajo Nation, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. To hear the full conversation, go to kxci.org.